Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback. 8 minutes after 8 o'clock on this a rather snowy Tuesday. And 715-845-2155 is the phone number if you would like to be a part of the program. Let me give you a hint of what I'd really like to talk about. There's two very interesting stories that caught my attention. First of all is more local than it is anything else. And Tom, help me with the pronunciation of the town. Amory?
It's Amory.
Amory. Mm-hmm. All right. The police chief for the city of Amory was arrested for DUI. Apparently, he ran his car off the side of the road into a ditch, State Highway 46, County Road A, south of Amory, about 11:43 p.m. on Saturday evening, the 15th.
Now, this is up in the northwestern part of the state, not in our listening area, really.
It's like west of us.
West and a little bit north,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So, the local deputies there, which... This has to be really interesting when you roll up and you realize as a deputy, oh, this is the boss's car. This is interesting. Anyway, deputy went to the scene. They found the vehicle. They found that it was registered to Tom Marson, the Amory police chief. They went, I guess the sheriff's deputy or whatever found the car. Went. So it's a different division. Anyway, still can be interesting in small towns and small communities. Everybody in law enforcement knows everybody else. So he goes to the chief's home. The chief says, oh, yeah, you know, the roads are a little slippery. I slid into the ditch. I'm fine. Don't worry about it. Everything's good. The deputy said that Marson smelled a bit like alcohol. Huh, what do you know? And, asked him to cooperate and conduct two field sobriety tests, which the police chief failed. Breath test reportedly says that his blood alcohol level was 0.156, just missed double the legal limit by that much. How do you feel about this? 715-845-2155. I know that it may be outside our listening area, but how would you feel if your police chief, if your sheriff, if your chief law enforcement officer got pulled over for DUI?
Well, we have had these happenings in the past in the state of Wisconsin in various communities. We had, in fact, the mayor of one community in the eastern part of the state basically go into alcoholic meltdowns in public, in restaurants, in bars, blacking out from his drinking binges. And fight for his job. Didn't keep it, but he actually said, I can still do my job even though I'm a functional alcoholic and go into blackouts.
Sounds like the mayor of Toronto.
Sort of that.
Yeah. Awesome.
Not quite as off the wall as Rob Ford, but...
Close.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Scott.
All right, Scott, what can we do for you? What's your opinion about this situation?
Cop and public school teacher are the two most overrated jobs on the entire planet. Most of those cops sign up to use their gun. The advocate who wrote the letter, the pick and save nitwit with the open carry, there's
You're just
a guy that's
a wealth of intelligence, aren't you, buddy?
He's going for criminal justice at Globe University. They're all the same.
So what law did he break? Hang on a second, Spunky. What law did he break by carrying his gun in the grocery store?
He didn't break any law. It's the idea of anybody who talks about carrying a gun or likes to do it openly to draw attention to themselves screws everybody who does it responsibly, such as myself.
Well, I'll go along with you that those that are looking to be activists and looking to instigate an argument or a problem with carrying, either concealed or open, that they are doing a disservice to the Second Amendment. I will give you that and agree with you on that.
We had a letter writer to the newspaper the other day write an op-ed letter about the warrior cop mentality. And as you so aptly put it here a little while ago, or at least in your opinion, you think that most, are you saying that most cops get into the business to use their guns? Is that what you said?
I really do. I'll tell you what. You look at how many recent shootings. I'm not advocating people go on a high-speed chase. But running away from a cop in a speeding vehicle, you shouldn't wind up dead at the end of that. You should wind up in jail. You should wind up with a seized vehicle that's sold at auction to pay fines.
Well,
you know,
let me ask you a question. Whose responsibility is it? Whose burden of responsibility is it when a chase is initiated?
I'll tell you what. You got the plate number. Let it go. Let it go. Call ahead.
Some communities do that. Some communities do not allow high-speed chases. And you're right. There have been a number of fatalities involving law enforcement here in the recent past.
But let me interject one thing. I don't feel that most police officers are itching to shoot somebody.
I don't either.
When you look at the vast number of police officers that are on the job putting their life on the line to protect us, and the minuscule number of shootings that occur, and those that are deemed justified, I'm sorry, I can't agree with the statement that they're just looking to go out and shoot somebody. I don't agree with that at all.
What life on the line? In small town Wausau, Wisconsin, what life on the line? When was the last actual honest-to-God shootout? You know, it completely different.
Well, sir, you are very narrow-minded. Because I got news for you. You roll up on a domestic disturbance where a guy is he's upset. He found out something he doesn't like. He's smacking his girlfriend around. You go into the house. You try and break it up, make an arrest. And this dumbass picks up a bottle, a screwdriver or something, and goes after you. Yes, he is putting his life on the line every time. You have no idea when you pull somebody over for a speeding ticket whether this idiot is hopped up and decides today's the day I'm going out in a blaze of glory, and I'm taking him with me. You have no idea, and it happens all the time.
I'll tell you what, any major city nightclub bouncer is experiencing all of that every night he works. And that guy's not in the union.
Sir, that doesn't make any sense as far as an argument. Just because one profession has to deal with danger, you're downplaying and you're besmirching the other? You're saying, are you trying to say that bouncers have got more integrity than police officers?
No, I didn't say any such thing. But, I mean, there's a lot of people who do a dangerous job with the public every day. And, you know, all of a sudden, okay, you know what? If you don't
want
to do
What do you want
the
cop to do? Talk harshly to the guy when he pulls a knife or a screwdriver or a gun on the officer? You want him to wag his finger at him and maybe quickly write him a citation?
He's not talking about those situations. I mean,
absolutely not. I mean, a guy pulls a gun, he deserves to get shot. A guy pulls a screwdriver, he deserves to get tased and go to jail. It's a screwdriver.
Well, you pull a screwdriver on an officer, I think you deserve to get shot, personally.
Oh, well, then again, you were arguing with some another senior citizen that called in the other day, belittling another senior citizen.
That's because that senior citizen was a moron and had no clue what the hell he was talking about. Goodbye. Done talking to you, too. Thanks for calling, Aaron. You on the line?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy, what can we do for you?
Hey, well, listen, with this police officer, this chief that was, looks like he got busted drinking and driving. I think this is a really good opportunity for the police community to come together and police their own, because
I agree with
you. I think what's happened is that we have a lot of people like your previous callers who have a complete distrust of law enforcement.
Yeah.
And I think that this right now, this incident, should be calling to the cops to come together and come down hard if necessary, if he's proven within due process that he did commit a crime.
Sure, and I agree with statement that he has to go through the process like everybody else.
Should he face a stiffer penalty than the normal citizen because he is the chief of police, or should he face the same penalty that a normal citizen would face?
I think because we do hold them to a higher level, that maybe the penalty should be stiffer. Yes.
I would go along with that he should receive the maximum penalty available. Now, is this his first DUI arrest? Is it his second? Is it his third? I don't know. That is information we don't know. But whatever the maximum penalty is for this particular arrest, that's what should be meted out to him. And he should be removed from his job. Plain right. and simple. He should not be a police officer. He should not be the chief. He should be fired.
And if there is any signal of any sort of nepotism within this case, this is what happens, is that we have people like your previous caller who just use it as ammo in their own brains to continue to distrust the police.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much. I appreciate you calling in.
Yep.
And he's got a very good point, is that this is a great opportunity for the police community to prove, listen, we don't just take care of our own. We don't have two sets of rules, those for you and those for us. I mean, listen, we all know that police officers, if a relative of a police officer gets pulled over, chances are you're not getting a speeding ticket. Okay, we know that. I don't have a problem with that. But this situation, driving with a 0.156 blood alcohol level is deadly. He obviously wasn't in control of his vehicle, and he ended up in the ditch. This individual.
You don't have a problem with relatives of law enforcement getting special deals and special breaks from the justice system?
Listen, you're going to have circumstances that are going to happen. You're going to have a police officer that's like, yeah, I know Officer so-and-so. He's a good guy. Listen, just calm down. Don't be going so fast. Use your turn signal. Put on your seatbelt. Put down your cell phone, whatever. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hello, this is Ray from Antigo.
Hey, Ray, what can we do for you?
I have a couple of things about police being held to a higher standard than the normal citizen. I believe they should be held higher. I'm a truck driver.
Yes, sir.
And my blood alcohol limit is 0.04, whether I'm driving my personal vehicle or the truck. And it's as far as, if I get into an accident, say somebody spins out in front of me, it's my fault if I hit them. Because I'm required to know and to watch out for the other drivers.
Right.
So I believe they should be held to a higher standard.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I absolutely agree. And I will say to a higher standard to the point where the law mets out the punishment. I don't think there should be anything added to it because the law it's supposed to be equally administered. But it should be automatically
like, for instance,
go ahead.
Yeah, if their blood alcohol level is the same as the normal citizen, that's not right either. If their blood alcohol should be less, like 0.04, like mine is. There's no reason. I mean, I'm guilty of. It's my fault if I hit somebody, whether it's actually their fault or not, because I'm required to look out for them. It's my job to save somebody from their own idiocy on the road,
Well, and I'm glad there are drivers like you out there. I truly, truly am. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Thank you very much for calling in. Yeah, as a police chief, you are accepting a tremendous responsibility. And part of that is your conduct. And you are supposed to be out enforcing the law. You can't be out there doing stupid stuff like that. It's absolutely. So that police chief, upon proof that he was driving drunk, upon all of the process being done, he needs to be fired. And he needs to serve whatever the maximum penalty is for that arrest. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back. 715-845-2155.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback. 715-845-2155 is the phone number. 715-845-2155. Boom. There's the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Jim.
Jim, what can we do for you?
You're talking about this police thing. There was a thing on TV here on Sunday on 2020.
Yes, sir.
Where they actually did a deal with seeing police officers speeding, had them actually on camera where they were not going any place special without lights or anything, and they confronted them, and they didn't know what to say.
A friend of mine is the sheriff of Polk County in Florida, and he drives an unmarked patrol car. He routinely goes out when he can. He goes out and looks for his deputies and will try and will radar them. And he has issued his own deputies speeding tickets. And he's very outspoken. He said, "You will not break the law while you're out telling the public to adhere to the speed limits." He's very adamant about that.
That's awesome. That's
yeah,
awesome.
He's a good guy. Thanks for calling in, man. And you know, one of the other things that I've seen is, and I know officers have things that they have to do while they're on patrol. I got it. But if they're passing a law saying that you and I cannot use our cell phones while we're driving, how many times have you seen an officer on the cell phone or driving clickety-clickety on his computer while
right.
he's driving?
Yeah, well, I would imagine they'll all get Bluetooth capability here, I would think.
Let's
but, yeah,
find
the
out.
Computer thing is interesting. They're yeah. sitting on their computer while they're driving.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Aaron. Is that
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'll tell you what's going to happen with this cop, and he's going to get a ticket for leaving the scene of an accident, because any lawyer is going to make the case that he was at phone, that he was at home. He did not take a drink until after he got home. And he's going to beat the drunk driving rap just like that.
That's interesting.
You're probably right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The only thing I would say that would combat that is the time frame. You know, it was he home long enough to get 1.56 blood alcohol level? I mean, I don't know how big you have to be. But that's more than a drink or two, and if that's within a 30-minute time frame, would he go home and grab the bottle of Jack and just tip it up? I'm going to be very suspicious. But that's you know what? That's a good, are you a defense lawyer? You should be.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
But he's staying at Holiday Inn Express last night.
Oh, there it is.
My son-in-law is a cop, and this is exactly what's going to happen because
yeah.
He was at home, and even at 30 minutes, I'll tell you what. I can go home and get pretty late, and I can go home, and in about 15 minutes, I can pour about four fingers of bourbon in a glass over ice and slam it, and I'll guarantee you within 15 minutes, you're pretty wasted.
I got it. Thank you very much for calling in, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah, I guess he's got a point. I'm going to go to line four first. They've been holding on the longest. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Richard.
Hey, Richard, what can we do for you?
A couple of things. I'd like to commend the officers that arrested the police chief and took him off to the Hooskow for
yeah.
upholding the law.
Yeah, I agree.
And the second thing on this caller about police officer and guns,
yeah,
you got to remember, a police officer does not carry a gun to protect you. He carries a gun to protect himself.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's their first line of defense. And yes, they have other items, but come on. I mean, they got a tough job. I've
yeah.
never had to carry a gun to work.
Yeah, I have chosen to, but I've never been in a position where I had to.
Keep working in this business and doing what you're doing, and maybe that will come to fruition.
Thank you very much for calling in, sir. All right, let's go to line one. Thanks for calling, Tracy. What's on your mind?
I just had two things to say. First of all, I have a really good friend who's from Detroit. Her father, now passed away, was a police chief, and he actually busted the priest of his Catholic church for gambling. I mean, that's how much moral aptitude his generation had. The sad
yep.
thing is I don't believe that it doesn't matter who you are, whether you're police, fireman, whatever your situation, the moral aptitude is not there today. But what saddens me is that if you were to ask the average Joe on the street, most people fear the police more than they fear a terrorism attack in our country now. I believe that to be true in the circles of the people that I talk to. To be honest with you, I've gotten stopped for what was thought was a muffler hanging down and just, I won't even get into it, but,
are you saying it was because of the way you looked that you were
pulled
over?
No, not at all. But, I've been in a situation driving a gal home, coming home from church on Wednesday night, driving 45 down in the town of Rome, going under the speed limit was 55 because we're slowing down to turn, where we had a cop tell us we were speeding. We asked him, give us the radar. Well, we weren't speeding. Well, I just know you were speeding. He was trying to push us in a corner. I've been at the end of things that have happened, coming home from church, mind you, taking somebody home where trying to be pushed in a corner like we were doing an illegal action. This stuff happens.
Yeah.
You turn on the news and you see a young man, 25, who's schizophrenic, have 15 cops on him, who dies because they couldn't put him in the back of the squad and take him to an institution. He dies because they suffocate him while he's screaming, "Daddy, Daddy, they're killing me." Or the kid in the school who was against the corner not doing anything, he gets tased and he's brain dead now.
There are incidents, and I'm going to have to let you go because we're up against the hard break. Tracy, thank you very much for calling into the program. There are incidents of officers going too far. That's not the issue. There are incidents of officers abusing their authority. But I think for the most part, officers do a very, very good job, and I'm appreciative of them. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We can continue with this when we get back. Your phone call, 715-845-2155.
Severe weather updates on WSAU.com. And on air at AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.